Now he says, verse 19, wherefore let them that suffer according to the will of God commit the keeping of their souls to him in well-doing as unto a faithful Creator. Now this is the thing that those that have really suffered know what it is to commit themselves. Actually, this is the same thing again that Paul talked about. He says, I know whom I have believed, and I'm persuaded he's able to keep my deposit. That is, that which I've committed unto him. What's he committed unto him? Well, some people think that's the gospel he committed to Paul. All right, I'll go along with that. But I think the deep meaning there is, Paul says, I came to Christ and just committed everything to him. I made a deposit. What things were gained to me, I counted loss. And what was lost became gain to me. In order that, he said, I might win Christ. Well, he had about 8 different things that he was trusting for his salvation. He says, well, that all became dung. I flushed that down. I trusted that no longer. And I only had one way, and that was Christ. I trusted him. And that's what he means here. He says, commit the keeping of their souls to him. Have you really trusted him? I'm sure that many of you have a safety deposit box. And in that safety deposit box, you keep your valuables. And you go to sleep at night, and you don't worry about it at all. And friends, I went to sleep last night, and I didn't worry about Vernon McGee's soul. Do you know why? You say, well, it's not very much, and it wouldn't be worth putting in a safety deposit box, and you're right. But I went to sleep last night in peace because he's taken care of all of that. I've made my deposit with him, and I trust him today. Have you made a deposit with him? Have you committed your soul to him? If you've done that, even when trouble comes to you, and the dark day comes, and you're called to go down through the valley, may I say to you, you can do it knowing that he'll take care of you. Let me read this to you again. God hath not promised skies always blue, flower-strewn pathways all our lives through. God hath not promised sun without rain, joy without sorrow, peace without pain. God hath not promised we shall not know toil and temptation, trouble and woe. He hath not told us we shall not bear many a burden, many a care. God hath not promised smooth roads and wide swift, easy travel, needing no guide, never a mountain rocky and steep, never a river turbid and deep. But God hath promised strength for the day, rest for the labor, light for the way, grace for the trials, help from above, unfailing sympathy, undying love. And that was written by Annie Johnson Flint. Have you made your deposit? Have you committed your soul unto him? This is a wonderful section of the Word of God.